Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Dalid, and we will begin 10 lines from the top of daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Mem Beis Amud Beis onto daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph continued to discuss the halachas of pigel. And the Mishnah said he aside, and that is the only time somebody is chayiv karis if he eats from a carbon that a kohen had a machshav of chutz lezmanu while he was doing one of the dalid avodas, is if the thing that he ate has a matter. So if the thing that the person ate was something that was once aser, an avodah of some sorts took place that was materit, then the halach is he's going to be chayiv karis. If, however, somebody eats a chelik of a carbon pigle, but it's a chelik of the carbon that had no matter, the halach is he's not going to be chayiv karis. So, for example, basar of a carbon has a matter. Before this rika, you're not allowed to eat the basar. It's for that reason, if somebody eats a kezayis basar of a carbon pigle, he's going to be chayiv karis. The dam of a carbon doesn't have a matter. Nothing has to happen to be matter the dam on the mizbeach. There's a seder. You don't do zrika until you do shechita kabbalah and halacha. But there's no matter per se, and as a result, if somebody would eat dam of a carbon pigle, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. Regardless, the Mishnah went into some detail to discuss the halacha, and the Gemara is now going to bring a very, very long-winded braisa that essentially is just an elaboration of what the Mishnah already said. Tanu Rabbanan. We know that the halacha of pigle is mentioned in the Torah twice, and both times the Torah mentions the halacha of pigle, it says regarding the carbon shlamim. So the braisa begins with oy einoy. There would have been a half a minute to think that the only time there's a halacha of pigle is if the carbon that the kohen was doing or was being makriv while he had the machshava of chutz lezmanu is doimet to shlavim. How so? Mash shlavim yuchadim nechal l'shnei yom v'lai l'echad af kol nechal l'shnei yom v'lai l'echad. I would think that only if it's doimet to shlavim, it's a carbon whose basar could be eaten for 2 days and a night. The halach is that there's pigle nechal yom v'lai l'minai. And how do you know that if the carbon is not doimet to shlavim, it's nechal only l'yom v'lai l'echad, that there too there's halach of pigle. Talmud loymar, it says mipsar, then heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomov. That pasuk's in the parasha pigul, and we learn from there kol shesh yar of nechal. Any carbon who has meat that's eaten, any carbon that has a chelik of it that's nechal, is included in the halacha of pigul. Says the Gemara, oylo she'in shiren nechal b'nayin. What about a carbon oylo that's kulay kolah, that wasn't nechal at all? How do you know that an oylo too is subject to the laws of pigul? Tamid loymar zevach. It says mipsar zevach shlomov. So psar is marba, anything that's nechal. Zevach is marba, even an oylo that's not nechal. How about an oif and a mincha that's completely not like a shlomim? And how do I know even the loik shemen shal metzayra? As the Gemara is going to discuss later in great detail, that's the shemen that the metzayra used to bring when he did his seder at Tahira. How do you know that if there was a machsheves pigul done in the hakrava of the Tahira of the Metzayra? Again, the Gemara will elaborate this on this a little bit later. But how do you know then if somebody would eat a little bit of that shemen, he would be chayiv? Talmud Leimar, asher hei makdishim li. It says that in the parsha of Tumah, so in the parsha of Karban Haba B'Tumah, there's an idea of asher hei makdishim li, which is marba, that any chelik of a carbon that's tameh, if somebody eats, he's going to be chayiv. V'asi noiser chilu chilu mitumah, and there's a agzer shava between noiser and tumah. V'asi pigul avin avin mi noiser. Once I know noiser from tumah, I can learn pigle from noiser. Bottom line is that even though at first glance there would have been a half a minute to think that the only time there's a halacha of pigle is if the carbon that's being brought was dumi d'shlamim, but if it's not dumi d'shlamim, maybe not. Stating that, we have riboy after riboy after riboy bipsar, and then it says zevach asher hey makdishimli by tumah. I learn noiser from tumah and pigle from noiser to teach me that everything is included, that any chelik of a carbon is technically shayach to the laws of pigle. Says the Brayis, and Echshel say for the Rabbis called Dava, Lama Nema Shlamin. So if everything is included, why did the Torah say it by Shlamin? It must be coming to teach me something. It is teaching me something. Ma Shlamin Yuchadin Sheish Lamatirin, Bein LaAdam Bein LaMizbeach. Af Kol Sheish Lamatirin, Bein LaAdam Bein LaMizbeach. Just like the Basar of a Shlamin, which is what the Torah focuses on when it mentions the Halacha of Pigel, is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It has a matter. The Basar is made up of two parts. It's made up of the Chelik that was Nechal and the Chelik that went Lagvoya. The Chelik that was Nechal was Aser Bachila until the Zrika. The Chelik that went Lagvaya, that's the Emurim that you were Makayim the Misak Torah with, was aser behaktara until you did the zrika. So it has matirim. The zrika is matir all the basar. Some of it la'adam and some of it l'mizbeach. But the bottom line is dumya d'shlamim. Just like shlamim, all the basar has matirim. It's only there that chayav and aleim yishon pigol. So too, we learn that every time a carbon is dumya d'shlamim, afkol sheyesh l'matirim, bein la'adam, bein l'mizbeach, chayav and aleim mishum pigol. And then the Brisa continues and gives examples. Thus, the basar of an oila has matir. It's also matir the oir l'kayanim. At first glance, it would seem then that if somebody would eat the oir of an oila, there too he would be chayav karas. Stating that, the Rishonim said that's not true because oir is any roi l'achila. I mean that oir is any roi l'achila. Zavad, if you would eat the oir of an oila, you wouldn't be chayav karas. We're just giving or as another example of a davar sheyesh lematir. Oila sa'oif dama matas psar l'mizbech. Oila sa'oif, its basar also goes on the mizbech, and it needs the hazah of the oila sa'oif in order for it to be able to go on the mizbech. Chata sa'oif dama matas psar l'kayanim. Parim anisrafim, v'sirim anisrafim, dama matir se'murim li'karev. Bottom line is, anything that has a davar sheyesh lematirin is going to be subject to the laws of pigul. Maitziani, what's excluded? Hakoimetz, v'salavoyna, the Mishnah already mentioned all these things. V'haketoires, u'minchas koyenem, u'minchas koyen mashiach, u'minchas nesachim v'hadam. So that's a list of parts of a carbon where if somebody would eat a kezias of it after a machsheves pickle took place, he would not be chayiv karas. Again, we're discussing the chayiv karas for eating a chelik of a carbon pickle. We're not discussing the machsheves pickle now. We're discussing after the machsheves pickle took place, it was chal pickle on this carbon. Now, if somebody eats a kezias of it, halachas is chayiv karas. What part of the carbon? A part of the carbon that has matirim. Whether it's matirim la'adam, whether it's matirim l'mizbech, I don't care about that. It has to be matirim. But if it's a chelik of a carbon that has no matirim, such as koimetz, levoyna, k'toyres, minchas koyanim, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas nesachim, adam, over there is not going to be halacha pigul. And how do I know that? I know that because the Torah mentioned the halachas of pigul by shlamim, so it has to be dumya d'shlamim. Just like the basar of a shlamim has matirim, some of it has zrika that's matirat lachilas adam. Some of it has zrika that's matirat lachilas mizbeach. So too, dumi d'shlamim. Shimon, I mean, Reb Shimon has a different limud from dumi d'shlamim. Mashlamim bichadin sheish pe'al mizbeach achitz mechayav en olav. Af kol sheish mizbeach achitzayin chayav en olav mishon pegel. Reb Shimon says the Torah mentioned halacha pegel by shlamim, not just to teach me halacha of dava sheish lematir, to teach me something much more fundamental, much more yisoidi, and that is that just like the shlamim was brought in the mizbeach achitzayin, the zrika is brought in the mizbeach achitzayin. So too, the only time there's halacha pegel is if it's a carbon that was born in the Mizbeach Achitzen. As opposed to what? Yatsu parim anisrofim, v'seirim anisrofim, hoyo, v'ein ala Mizbeach Achitzen kishlamim, ein chayov en olav, mishon pigol. So all the chatois hapnimiyois are going to be excluded according to Reb Shimon from the halachas of pigol. This is Reb Shimon Shita that's mentioned throughout Shas. It comes from the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. It's this braisa right here that Reb Shimon holds that dumi d'shlamim teaches me not just the detail, but a very important, you say this to galacha, that dafka karbonis that were born in the Mizbeach Achitza, not karbonis that were born in the Mizbeach Hapnimi. Oh, my mar, the Braisa began with a havamina. So the Braisa said, meaning that the Torah mentioned the halachas of pigol by shlamim, they'd be mocking to think that the only time there's a halacha of pigol is if the carbon is similar to shlamim. And then the Gemara brought drasha after drasha after drasha to teach me not that way. Says the Gemara, kayyotze b'shlamim mayniyu. In the havamina of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought that the only carbon that's included is something similar to shlamim. What's similar to shlamim? Says the Gemara, b'char de nechal l'shnei yamav alay lecha. The Braisa said, any carbon that's nechal l'shnei yamav alay lecha. So, for example, a b'char. A b'char is kachem kalim. It's nechal l'shnei yamav alay lecha. So, without all these drushes, I would have said not only shlamim, anything similar to shlamim, anything like shlamim that's also nechal l'shnei yamav alay lecha, such as Bechar. But the Gemara says, but my Yossi, how can I learn Bechar from Shlomo? Ibn Mamatzinu. Is it from Mamatzinu, which is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah, and the Drash Nispam, Ikul Mifrach Ma'al Shlomim, Shehin Tu'unin, Smicha, V'nesochim, V'truvas Chaz V'shoi? Shlomim has a whole list of things that a Bechar doesn't have. If you remember from the very beginning of the Masechet, it's very hard to learn halachas from one carbon to another carbon. There's a Hekesh, Zayis Teiras, but it's very hard generally to learn with a Mamatzinu, because each carbon has its unique characteristics, which suggests that from a Mamatzinu perspective, it's going to be very hard to learn something. Bottom line is, it's very hard to learn Bechar from Shlomim, because Shlomim has a lot of things that a Bechar doesn't have. So I would think that Shlomim, that has a mitzvah smicha, the shlamim that you had to bring the sochin together with it. There was a mitzvah of tenufas chazav v'shoik. So maybe there is halacha pigel. Maybe bechar. Not elo im hey achel ye yachli. Now I would learn it. I would learn it because it says in the parasha of pigel im hey achel ye yachel. And therefore hey achel and ye yachel are two klals. Hey achel is a klal. Anything you eat. Yei Ochel is another klal. And then the Torah says, B'sar Zavach Shlomov. So Shlomim is a prat. I would make a klal pratu klal. So it's not Mamatsinu. You're right. Mamatsinu has to be very, very similar. But when you have a klal pratu klal, it just has to be Ke'ena prat. So Bechor can't be learned out from Shlomim, but Torah's Mamatsinu, because Shlomim has things that Bechor doesn't have. But if you want to learn it from a klal pratu klal, it's a much more liberal understanding, meaning ke'en haprat, that already would be enough. So says the Gemara, the havamino would have been to learn bechar from shlomim, not b'mamatzinu, but b'klal prat. But the Gemara says, is that a klal prat to klal? How many trade klal with the smichi adodininu? Klal prat to klal is self-explanatory. Klal, then you have a prat, then you have a klal. Here you have klal, klal prat. Heyochel klal, yeyochel klal, mibsar zavach shlomim is the prat. Amar rova, kadami b'mar rova, komok moshat amoytish, ne klal is asmuchem zel lezeh, hotel prat, b'nei v'doyne b'klal u prat. Rova says that this brice is going like they learned in Eretz Yisrael, b'mar rova, that klal, klal prat is treated like a klal prat. Klal, bottom line is, the Havamina would have been without all these drushes that not only Shlomim, but anything similar to Shlomim, what's similar to Shlomim? Bechar, I would have thought Bechar should be learned out from Shlomim with a klal prat klal, kamash malon, besar, and then zevach, and then asher hei makdishim li, noiser mi tumo, pigol mi noiser. But the bottom line is that according to the Tanakhama, the Braisa, and the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, anything is every single carbon. Not only Dumi the Shlomim is included in the halachas of pickle. The price continued, and the price said, "Achani marba loik shemen shel metzayra." That even the loik shemen shel metzayra, even that is going to have the halacha of pickle. So really, in order to properly understand the next Gemara, we have to be a little bit familiar with the tahiras on metzayra. So the metzayra, when he completed his tahira, used to bring karbanas. One of the karbanas that he brought was a karban asham. Additionally, there was shemen that was brought. Some of the shemen was brought as a hakrava. There was actually an hakrava that was done with the shemen. Some of the shemen was eaten. So says the Gemara that if somebody would eat the loik shemen shal metzayra after a machsheves pigel took place, the halacha is that being that the loik shemen shal metzayra has a dover sheyesh lematirim, so in that sense it's similar to shlomim, the halacha is he's going to be chayv pigel. Now at first glance, the understanding of the Gemara is going to be that where was the machsheves pigel that took place with the loik shemen shal metzayra? It happened while the kohen was bringing the asham. So the kohen was bringing the asham, and while he was bringing the asham, he was doing the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika. He had in mind that the loik shemen shal metzayra would be eaten in an improper way, chutz l'zmana. So that would be a classic example of where there was a machsheves pigel in the context of a loik shemesh ha-metzayra, being that the loik shemesh ha-metzayra was necha, but it required l'chura the hakrava of the asham in order to be able to eat it. So it's a dovah sheesh ha-matirim. That's why it's going to be included. But the Gemara says, if this brisa says that this pigel on the loik shemesh ha-metzayra ha-mani Rameir, it must be Rameir. Now we had Rameir in the Mishnah, but the Gemara doesn't bring Rameir in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings Rameir in a brisa, but it's almost exactly what the Mishnah says. The Tanya learned in the Brayso, Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayra, Chayav and Olav Mishum Pigol, Divrei Rameyer, Azai Halt Rameyer. Now, who argues with Rameyer? The Chachamim argue with Rameyer. The reason the Chachamim argue with Rameyer, because the Chachamim told Rameyer that you're assuming that the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayra is a Dovah Shadesh Lamatirim. What was Matirit? The Asham. The halacha is that if the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayra wasn't brought on the same day as the Asham, it was okay. Meaning the Asham didn't have to be brought together with the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayra. You could bring the Asham today, and you could bring the Loik Shemesh Shal Metzayra. The Lashon HaGemara is, Afilu Mikan Va'ad Asara Yom. You have 10 days to bring it. If that's the case, Taina the Rabbanon, there's no way that you could do a Mice on Sunday, and then something else on Wednesday, and say that what you did on Sunday was matter what happened on Wednesday. So from the fact that you could bring it on another day, that's a raya that the Asham is not matter. And being that the rule of thumb is that the only time you are chayiv karis by a carbon pigol is if it's a davar shleish matir, loik shemesh matir doesn't have matir. What would be the matir? The hakravas asham. From the fact that the two things don't have to happen simultaneously, it can happen mikan v'asara yom, and that's it, right? Rameir agrees. Rav Meir, however, holds that when they're brought together, then the Dama Asham is Matar. So it's true, if the Asham and the Shloik Shem and Shalom Tzair were brought separately, in that case, the Asham is not being Matar, the Shloik Shem and Shalom Tzair. But they could have been brought together. There's a mitzvah to bring it together. And if it was brought together, over there would be Matar. So the bottom line is, there's a machloik is remaining the Chacham. Bekehai Gavna, when the Shloik Shem and Shalom Tzair was brought together with the Dama Asham, and there was machshevas pigel, b'shas the hakrov of the asham, that's the pashas. Right now, if somebody would eat a little bit of this loy shem and shel metzayra, would it be chayiv karas or not? According to Rav Meir, yeah. Rav Meir says, being that they're being brought together, the asham is matad loy shem and shel metzayra, the halach is, it's a davar shel eitzim hatim, this is going to be chayiv karas. According to Rabbanan, no. The Rabbanan taina that being that they don't have to be brought together, and when they're not brought together, the asham is not matad the loy shemen. See, even when they're brought together, we don't look at the asham as being matad the loy shemen. Thus, it's a davar shel eitzim hatim. Rav Meir says, I agree when they're not brought together, but when they're brought together. Now, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa said, Achani mar b'loik shemen shel metzayra, that if the Kayin would eat, or anybody would eat, a loik shemen shel metzayra, that loch is a b'chayv pigel. So clearly we're going according to Rav Meir. It's talking about where they were brought together, and there was a machsheves pigel. We'd look at the loik shemen as a davar shel matirim, thus you're going to be chayv. The Gemara says, Ema seifa, when the Braisa went through a whole list of things that are excluded from the loch of pigel, it said, Umoitzani minchas nesachim, the Hadam. Now, it mentioned Minchas Nesach, also in the Rabbanon. That only stems with the Rabbanon. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Nischei Behemo, Chayovan Alei Mishum Pigel. Nischei Behemo, the Nesachim have Pigel. Vipnei Shadam HaZavach Matirim Likar. Rameir says the reason is because the Nesachim were only allowed to be poured on the Mizbeach after the dam was brought. Meaning it's a davar shel matir. Amru loy, the Chacham told Rameir, Valei Odom, maybe it's Vach Vayoyim, Unesachim, Mikan Vada Asar Yom. You don't have to bring them together. Amal Lehens Rameir said, I hear, Afani Lo Yomarti, El Bubam Mazavach. I hope this is true. Al Kopanim when they're brought together. Meaning the same exact, and this is all in the Mishnah, by the way. So if you learn Shabbos' daf, you know this already. The same exact halacha that we have regarding the like Shem and Shalom Tzari, the same machloik is remaining the Chachamim we have regarding the Nesachim. The Nesachim was something that was brought together with the carbon, but it didn't have to be brought together with the carbon. We learn Minchasim and Eskeim, Afilu Lemachar, Afilu Mikan Vad Asar Yomim. There too we have the same machloikas. Reb Meir says that when the Nesachim were brought together with the carbon, the gedder is the carbon's being matter the Nesachim. When they're not brought together, true, you can't do something on Sunday and be matter something else that's being done on Wednesday. Bekehai gavno, it's not going to be matter. The Rabbanan say it doesn't make sense to look at it that way. Once you see that the Nesachim don't need the matter of the carbon in order to be poured in the Mizbeach, even when they're brought together, the way to look at it is as if they're not being matter. Al Kapanim, the same exact Shiloh. When the Nesachim were brought together with the carbon, according to Rav Meir, the Nesachim are looked at as a davar shel eitzim hatirim, thus it's subject to the laws of pigel. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, being that they don't have to be brought together, even when they're brought together, we don't look at it as a davar shel eitzim hatirim. So the same machleik is whether this pigel by like Shemesh or Metzayra is whether this pigel by Nesachim. According to Rav Meir, in both cases, yeah, when they're brought together. According to the Chachamim, never even when they're brought together. But the problem is the Braisa. Because the Braisa says, like Shemesh al Metzayra, there is pigel, and Nesachim, there's no pigel. And what if Shach? Is the Braisa Rav Meir or the Braisa Rabbanon? Reisha Rav Meir, Vesefer Rabbanon, that's the Chura, what's coming out. Because the Reisha says, like Shemesh al Metzayra, yeah, obviously, Bekai Gavna, when they're being brought together. The Sefer says, Nesachim not. It's Mashma, even when they're brought together, not. Why? Probably because we're going to Rabbanan. So how do you make that work? I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard this exchange, and Rav Yosef said, Hamani Rebbe. You want to know the Tana of the Mishnah is? The Tana of the Mishnah is not Rav Meir, it's not the Rabbanan, it's Rebbe. Amar, who holds, Loik Shemesh al Metzayra, Matanoisov Sharile, Umid Matanoisov Sharile, Matanoisov Mefagli. It's going according to Rebbe that holds that until the Matanois were done with the actual Loik Shemesh al Metzayra, it was Aser to eat the Loik Shem and Shal Metzayra. And if somebody would eat the Loik Shem and Shal Metzayra, he would be over the Isser Me'ilah. So being that you see that what's matter the Isser Me'ilah of the Loik Shem and Shal Metzayra, not an easy Gemara, is the Matnois Shemen, so too as it relates to Pigel, we're going to view the Matnois Shemen as if they are matter the Loik Shem and Shal Metzayra, so that the Loik Shem and Shal Metzayra is vaiter going to be a davar shel eitzim hatir. Meaning, until now we understood that the reason the Loik Shem and Shal Metzayra is a davar shel eitzim hatir, or is maybe a davar shel eitzim hatir, is because the Dama Asham was matter. That's really totally the machlokes remain the chacham. It's true according to Rav Meir, it's not true according to the Chachamim, and even according to Rav Meir, it's only true if they're being brought together. Rav Yosef has a new patent. Rav Yosef says it's another sheet. It's a sheet of Rav Yosef. Rebbe. And Rebbe was discussing not the laws of Pigel, he was discussing the laws of Me'ilah. And Rebbe said that there's an Isser Me'ilah in the Loik Shemen, even after you brought the Karban Ashram, even after you did the Zrikas, until you're Makriv, the Matonis of the Mitzayra that was done with the Shemen itself. He said there was an Avoida that was done with the Shemen. So until you do that Avoida, there's still going to be an Issa Me'ilah. Tainus, Rabbi Yosef, if the Matonis of the Shemen take off the Issa Me'ilah, so it's Mashmetz Matarit. Because by definition, before you did the Matnei Shemen, it was Asr, there was an Issa Me'ilah. Now that you did the Matnei Shemen, it became Mutter. Now there's no Issa Me'ilah anymore. So you see that the Matnei Shemen are Matter. So Tainus Rebbe, you want to know why it's Shaykh Pigel by like Shemen Shalom Tzayin? Not because we're going according to Rebbe. We're going according to the Rabbanan. And that's why the Mishnah said there's no Pigel by the Nesachim. Because being that you can bring it on different days, that's a Raya that the Karban's not Matter, the Nesachim. And from that standpoint, it's clear the time of the price is going to hold that Dam Osham wasn't matter by Loik Shem and Shalom Tzayir. I this pigle. If this pigle by Loik Shem and Shalom Tzayir, that's what the ratio of the price has said. That's a clear raya that the Loik Shem and Shalom Tzayir has a matter. It has a matter. You know what the matter is? Not the Dam Osham. It's the Matner Shemen. And it's going according to Rabbi. Who's this? Rabbi the Tanya. Loik Shem and Shalom Tzayir. Moyle Mamach. Yuzer Kadam. Nizer Kadam. Loy Nenin. Veloy Moyalin. The Issa Me'ilah on the Loik Shemesh HaMetzayir is true up until the Zrika. Once you do the Zrika, there's no Me'ilah. That's the Pashtus. Rabbi Oimer enters Rabbi and he says, no, Moyalim Boy, Achayitin, Matanoisov. There's an Issa Me'ilah until you do the Matna Shemen. It's the Matna Shemen that takes off the Issa Me'ilah. Vishavim, by the way, Sha'asr. Everyone agrees that midrabbanan it's going to be aser until you do everything. But as it relates to the issa me'ilah, the issa deiraisa, that's totally the matnei shemen. So again, Rav Yosef said it makes sense. If the matnei shemen is what takes off the issa me'ilah, then what? Then the matnei shemen is the matter. If the matnei shemen is a matter, it comes out to like shemen shalom tzayre is vayter davar shleishal matirim. Not because of shitas rameir, that's why there's no stira. Because the whole price is really the rabbanan, it's not rameir. But because of shitas rabbi yosef, amruk hamid rabbi yirmi, it's rabbi yirmi you heard this chap of Rav Yosef, Omar, and he commented. He said, "Gavra Rabba ki Rav Yosef le'mekohen Yosef." I can't believe a Gavra Rabba like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the Sinai in the end of Masech Desirius. This Gavra Rabba Rav Yosef, this is what he had to say. Harei loik abo b'fnei atzmoi, d'lukuli al matan Yosef, shor le'ver le'mefaglin le'y. And it's true, there's a machloik, it's tainas Rav Yirmiya, up until when there's an ism either with the Lake Shemesh HaMetzayir. But this machloik is only if the Lake Shemesh HaMetzayir was brought together with the Dam Osh. But as we've mentioned, they didn't have to be brought together. They could have been brought on different days. In the event that they were brought on different days, everybody agrees that there's an ism either until you do the Matnei Shemen. The only sad that the Issa Me'ilah goes off the Lake Shemesh HaMetzayir with the Zrika of the Asham as if they're being brought together. But if one is being brought on Sunday and one is being brought on Wednesday, then everybody agrees there's still an Issa Me'ilah on the Lake Shemen up until you do the Matnei Shemen. Which means, based on Rav Yosef's methodology, Bikahai Gavna, if the Loik Shemen is not being brought together with the carbon, everybody should agree that this pickle by the Loik Shemen. But what's the emes? The emes is Punk Fakert. The emes is the Brice said that even Rav Meir, who said in our Mishnah, even Rav Meir who holds that the Loik Shemen has pickle, it's only when it's brought together, because the Dam Alshem is Matter. But if it's not brought together, not. Vaistois, there's no svar in the world to say that the Matna is Shemen. Kishmak Kasha. So said Rav Yirmiya, how could such a Gavra Rabba say that? Loik above if they ask me to Kuli, I'm Matna Yosef Shar. The leg, if it was brought by itself, everybody agrees. The matna shemen was mat. Everybody holds there's no pigle. Time we learned the price. Like shemen shalom tzayir chayav and all the mitzvah pigle. Mipnei shadam mat the lebahinus the rameir. Rameir says this pigle on the leg shemen shalom tzayir. Omer le rameir. They told rameir. Valley other maybe ashamay achshav aluk mikan vadachzari yomim. See, in that case, there's no way that the dam is being mat to the leg shemen. Omer, so what did rameir say? Afani lo yomarti ela b'vama asham. Meaning, even rameir holds it's only true if it's b'vama asham. So what do you see from there that you can't look at the leg shemen shalom tzayir as a davar shleish l'matir? Machmas, the matonos that were brought together with the shemen. If that's the case, hodru kushul duchte. What's the kasha? The reisha, the brisa says, this pigle on the lake shemen shalom tzayir. The sefer, the brisa says, there's no pigul on the nesachim that were brought together with the carbon. Manavshach. If we're going according to Reb Meir, who holds that even though the two things didn't have to be brought together, but when they're brought together, we look at one as being mat to the other, then there should be pigul sai by the lake shemesh ha-metzayra and sai by the nesachim. And if we're going according to Rabbanan, that hold that being that they don't have to be brought together, that's a riot. Even when they're brought together, one is not being mat to the other. Thus, it's a davar she'en lei matirim. It's not dum yudishlamim, and that's why there's no pigul. Then there should be no pigul by the lake shemesh ha-metzayra, and there should be no pigul by the nesachim. The brisa picks Reb Meir in the Reisha and Rabbanan in the Seifa, says the Gemara. Elam Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yirmiyah, who knocked out Reb Yosef's pshat, said, "I'll tell you my own pshat." Elam Reb Meir, the whole brisa is Reb Meir. V'sami mikan nesachim. That's the easiest answer. Take the word nesachim out of the Seifa, the brisa. Brisa never said nesachim doesn't have pigul. Really, there is pigul by nesachim. If there's pigul by like shemesh al truma, then mitzayra. It's the first time that there's going to be pigul by the nesachim. So Amr Abaya, Abaya said, "La olam like the sami." No, you don't start making guys words from Bryce's. That's not the Eitzah. Rather, the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seif is V'tano loy gaba ima ashan v'adin l'nesachim habam min hazevach. You have to add words, meaning don't erase words, add words. Just add a little commentary. That you could do. The Reisha that mentions loy gaba ima ashan, we have to add a little commentary. What's the commentary? Dafka b'ba ima hazevach. And then uchinami, if it's ba ima hazevach v'adin l'nesachim. And then the Braisa says Nesachim. Habam bifnei atzman. That's the key word. In other words, the chilik between the Reisha and the Seifa is not like Shem and Shel, Mitzayra and the Nesachim. The chilik is it ba im hazevach or is it ba bifnei atzman? We're going according to Reb Meir. So if it's ba im hazevach, there's going to be pigel. In the Reisha, it was discussed ba im hazevach. The Seifa was discussing where it was ba, bif, nei, atzmai. And that concludes the really hard part of the daf. The rest is just a little hard. Vayte, zokta gemara, chattis ha'oif, dama matir es besara l'kayhanem. So the price, the Mishnah, mentioned as an example of something that's odovash yesh l'matirim, chattis ha'oif, the flesh of a chattis ha'oif, the kayhanem are allowed to eat. So chattis ha'oif, dama, it's the hazah of the oif that was matir besara l'kayhanem. Says the gemara, minani mili. How do you know that? And the gemara is going to bring a braisa, a long braisa. One excerpt of the braisa is going to address this question. The Tani Levi said, the pasuk says in Parashas Korach. Let's just read the pasuk. Zeh yilucha mikodesh hakadoshim mino ish. So Hashem is talking to Aharon, the kehanim azoicha to matnas kuhuna. So zeh yilucha mikodesh hakadoshim mino ish. Kol karbanam lachol minchasam ulachol chatasam ulachol hashamam ashei yashivuli kodesh kadoshim lacha hu ulivanecha. So the pasuk describes examples of kachim that are matnas kuhuna that are going to be given over to the kayhanim, and everything in this pasuk is extra. It's l'rabbis something. Says the braisa, Levi said kol karbanam is l'rabbis loik shemen shel mitzayra. That the loik shemen shel mitzayra, who got it? The kayhanim got it. Why would you think not? If they get kachim, why do you need a special ribuy of kol karbanam? So good, I would have thought mino ish. I would have thought that the only time the kayhanim azoicha to matnas kuhuna is if it's mino ish, but being that the high love moisa mino ish, like shemen shel mitzayir is not mino ish, so I would have thought that maybe not kamash malon, that even the like shemen shel mitzayir, chol min chasam, when the pasuk says the chol min chasam, that's the rabbis, not an ordinary mincha. An ordinary mincha, we know the kohen gets. It's the rabbis minchas oimer u minchas hakanois. Two specific types of minchas. The minchas oimer, that was the karban oimer, that was matted the tefuah hachadasha, that was brought on tez zayin nisan, the first day chol amay. U minchas hakanois is the mincha that the soita used to bring. So those two minchas that the kohen gets is a chiddush, and I need a special pasuk in the Torah of lechol minchasim to tell me they get it. Why is it a chiddush? Why would you think otherwise? Oh, God, I would have thought for achlu oisam asher kupa b'hem. That's the pasuk that describes the mitzvah of achilas kach. The pasuk that we talked a lot about Shavuos night. For achlu oisam asher kupa b'hem. So I would have thought that the only time the kohanim azoicha in kachin is if it's related to kapar. If the carbon is a mechap. But minchas ha'omer is not mechaper, it's lahatar asya. It's coming to be matter. The tefuah hachadasha. You couldn't eat chadash until the minchas ha'omer was brought. Uminchas kanois, and why did the soita bring her carbon? It was also not lechaper. It's not to be mechaper for the kinui and the stira. It's levar oven kaasya. It's to be mevar. It's to tell us, did you do the aver, did you not do the aver? So being that these things aren't related to kapara, so they don't fit so well with va'achlu oisa masha kupar behem, so sultat, I would have thought that there's no mitzvah to give it to the kayan. Kamash b'la. chatoisam, the rabbis chatoisam. That's what we need. L'chol chatoisam is marba that the kohen gets to eat basar chatos, even from the chatoisam. What's the chiddush? So good. I would have thought that chatoisam is a nevela. Why isn't it a nevela? Because how did the kohen kill the chatoisam? Not with shechita, with malika. Now, if a kohen or an ordinary person, you make chicken and the sheichet does malika, it's going to be nevela. It's a bazundere chiddush that the way that the shechita, so to speak, was done with the oifos in the Beis HaMikdash was ayidei malika. But the bottom line is, meaning that there was no shechita, you would have thought no one's allowed to eat it. Maybe it should be treated as nevela. Kamash Malon, that the kohen's allowed to eat it, the kohen gets it. The chol asham, the rabbis asham nazir, the asham mitzayir. Why would you think asham nazir, asham mitzayir is different? So, I think, I mean, I would have thought lahachshir kasa, because those things too, they're not coming to be mechaper, they're coming lahachshir. The nazir brought a carbon asham, it was this expiration. When did the nazir bring a carbon asham? If he became tamei, in order for him to start counting his naziris again, he had to bring carbonis. One of the carbon bonis that he brought was a carbon asham. So, do you say that the asham that the nazir brought was to be matter him dominion haniziris again? It was a facility allow him to start doing his aziris. The Mitzayra brought his carbon asham to be matrim to eat kachin. But asham nazar and asham Mitzayra, again, are both not balachab, even though asham is usually balachaper. But these are examples of asham that's not balachaper, it's balahach. Just so you would have thought it's not included in the achlu oisam asher kuper bahem kamashma. But the Gemara says asham Mitzayra, I don't need the chal asham to be asham Mitzayra. The hedyuk sibi, it's a pasuk in the Torah that the kohen gets it. El rabbi is asham nazar, asham Mitzayra. You're right. Not asham nazar and asham Mitzayra, but rather asham nazar, ki asham Mitzayra. Ashu yeshivu, what's that coming to teach me? Ze gezel hager. It's coming to teach me that the kohen gets gezel hager. If a ger dies and somebody stole from him, parsha v'asham gezelois, he has no yarshim, there's no kriv, who are you supposed to give it to? The kohen gets v'chahu shalcha yeh afilo kaddish b'yisha, that a kohen has a schus in these things, give him be mekaddish and isha with it. But the bottom line is that one detail that we needed was that the Mishnah and the Brisa mentioned Chatos Ha'oif as Dama Matir as Pesor L'Kayhanim. How do you know that Dama is Matir Pesor L'Kayhanim? You need a special pasuk. Why do you need a special pasuk? Because you would have thought that being that is Malika, so maybe the Kayan's not Zeichin in it, because maybe it's Nevela, maybe no one's allowed to eat it. Kamash Malon, that even though the way the Chatos Ha'oif was killed was Al Yedei Malika, the Malika blibes like a Shechita in Halacha, and it's okay, it's not treated as a Nevela, the Kayan's allowed to eat it. I'll tell you something interesting. The Alshech HaKadosh says, the Alshech says, that why was it that the oif was born ayyadei malika and not ayyadei shechita? And if you think about it from a hashkafic standpoint, from a machshava standpoint, it's actually a fascinating idea. Because shechita, we know, is ksheir bizarre. Shechita lav avoydehi. Malika was an avoyda. Malika is psula bizarre. Malika is a full-fledged avoyda. That means that when an asher bore a carbon, his carbon required only three avoydas. The shechita itself wasn't a real avoida. Shechita lav avoidehi. When an ani brought a carbon, who else brought the shnei torim and shnei bnei yoyin? It was the dawa, someone that couldn't afford to bring a regular carbon. So his carbon seemed to have more kedusha. His carbon already needed malika. It had to be done al yedei kohen. And the Alshech says it's because really rachmanu libabai. And it's echad amarba ve'echad amamit ubilvad she'echavim libel ha'shamayim. He says the gvir walks into base medrash, it walks into the base hamikdash. It's hard for him sometimes to humble himself, even while he's bringing a carbon. But in ani, he comes b'hachna. And being that the thought is, as there's more lev within the carbon of the ani than there is in the carbon of the asher, it's for that reason his carbon is considered more kaddish. His carbon is malika. It's not enough to do a shechita lav avoyde. He actually needs a real malika. I was thinking, teshtel tzu, the Kleyaka says in Parashat Sav, that all karbonos mincha, all menachis hakodesh kadoshim. So when it comes to a regular zevach, some are kachim kalim, some are kachim kadoshim. You have a shlomim, which is kachim kalim, a toyde, b'char, maiser, pesach. Then you have an oil chatas anoshim, which are kachim kadoshim. Menachis, all menachis were kachim kadoshim. Says the Kliyakar, you know why? Because who brought a mincha? Minchas ani. An ani, it was bedali dalos. He says, the kedusha of the carbon nemtzach from the rachmana libaboy, from how much hearts the person is putting into the carbon. Says, an ani comes in front of Hashem, he comes behachna, his carbon is always going to be kodesh kadosh. The asher, yeah, sometimes not. But the ani's carbon is going to be called kulay kodesh. Just one other interesting thing. We mentioned gezel hager. It's just kedai to mention the marumakim. That is the chasam sofer. It's in mesechtes bava kama. It's chedushi chasam sofer al hashas. He says it always bothered him. The oilam temesi. How did chazal know gershen is gayer kikotin shenoyel dami? The chasam sofer says la'achar ha'iyu, and he thinks the raya was from the parish of gezel hager. From this concept that if somebody steals from a ger and the ger dies, there's no yarshin, you know who to give it to. So you give it to the Kayhanim. What do you mean there's no Yarshim? Why doesn't he have Yarshim? Mechatesa, he should have Yarshim from somewhere. The Teretz is very simple. Because Gershin is Gair, Kakan Shanayodami. So as soon as he was Megair, he's a new person. He loses his entire relationship with his father and his mothers and the Babas and the Zaydas and the cousin. He doesn't have Mishpacha anymore. So if he started his own family, it's Ahat Mishpacha. But if he didn't start his own family, he doesn't have Mishpacha. So it's possible for there to be a person. The fact that Chazal said that Gezel Ager goes Lekayanim, it's from this Drosha right here. Meshach Chachma brings this lashon from the Chasam Sofer. He says he saw the Chasam Sofer. Says he never understood. He has a different pshat. The Kamna, you know, we've spoken a lot. The Yantif, but the In Kamna Kamil Harach. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayta, a real lomdisha festa Gemara that really is going to lend itself to a lot of raids. Zok the Gemara Tanya Rabbi Loza Imi Mishum Rabbi Yisai Aglili Pigel B'Davar Anase B'Chutz Pigel. B'Davar Anase B'Fnim Loi Pigel. So in the Mishnah we had Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita is one of the Shitas that we have to be very familiar with as we go through Seder Kachim, and that is that although there's Allah of Pigel, being that the Torah wrote the parasha of Pigel by a carbon shlamim, and the shlamim was born in Mizbech Achitza, and the only time you have Pigel is if you were mefagel in a carbon that was born in Mizbech Achitza. If, however, somebody is mefagel in a carbon that was born in Mizbech Apnimi, you don't have the halachas of Pigel. Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say it's true, the Torah said it by shlamim, and it has to be dumi the shlamim, that it's a davar shleish matir. But it doesn't have to be Dumi the Shlomim, it has to be on the Mizbech HaChitza. That means, according to the Chachamim, if a Kohen was bringing one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos and he had a Machsheves Pigel, it's going to be Pigel. Stating that, Rabbi Loza said in the name of Rabbi Yosef HaGlili that it's not always true. There are times where Chatois HaPnimiyos you can be Mefaglin, but there are also times where you can't be Mefaglin in Chatois HaPnimiyos. How so? Pigel Bedover HaNasa Bechutz Pigel. Bedover HaNasa Bechutz Pigel. If the Kohen was standing Bachotz, meaning outside of the Heichol, and he said, and he had in mind to do the Hazah in the Heichol, that's not going to be Pigel. Because even though he was standing outside of the Heichol, but his Machshava was to do something in the Heichol, and if the Machshava was to do something Bifnim, that's a Migareya in Machshava's Pigel. What about in the reverse? If he was standing inside the Heichol, he was doing this Riko, for Omar, he said, already Mazam, and I saw the Murin, Village by Shirai Mamacher, and he had a mind to do an Avoid the Bachutz, Chutz Lesmanoi, Loi Pigel. It's also not Pigel. Shemach Shava Befnim, because if being that he was inside, Bidover Anasa Bachutz, even though he had a mind, the subject of the Machshava was an Avoid the Bachutz, it's Abel Hoya Oimid Bachutz, if he was standing outside of the Hech, for Omar, and he said, already Shaykh, Lish by Shirai Mamacher, Oila Hakto Emurim Lamacher, Pigel. In that case, it's going to be Pigel, because he's standing outside of the Hechel, and his Machshava is to do something outside of the Hechel, Shemachshava Bachutz, Bidover Anasa Bachutz, and over there it's going to be Pigel. What does this all mean? What this means is that even the Chatois HaPnimiyos, not the entire Avodah was done inside the Heichel. It was the Hazah that was done in the Heichel, and the Halacha up until the Mokim HaMizbeach that was done in the Heichel. The Shechita wasn't done in the Heichel, the Kabbalah wasn't done in the Heichel, the Haktara Seymurim were done in the Mizbeach HaChitza, and that was in the Azara. The Shlicha Shirayim was done in the Mizbeach HaChitza, and that was in the Azara. So there was a Chelek of it that was done in the Heichel, but there was a Chelek of it that wasn't done in the Heichel. Kumtzegein Rabbi Lazar, Shum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that even though it's true that this Pigel, according to the Chachamim, even by the Chatois HaPnimiyos, but it's only going to be true with the Chelek that was done Bachutz, not outside of the Azara, outside of the Heichel, meaning not Bifnim, and only if you were Mechashiv to do something Bachutz, outside of the Heichel Chutz Lazmanai. So for example, the Kohen was doing the Shechita of the Chatos Pnimi in the Azara, and he had a mind to be Makted Emurim Chutz Lazmanai, that's Pigel, because he's doing something Bachutz, Shechita is in the Azara, it's Chutz from the Heichel, and he has a mind to do Aktaras Emurim, which is also Chutz from the Heichel. The Aktaras Emurim was always on the Mizbech HaChitza. If, however, he was doing the Hazah, which is in the Heichel, so he's standing Bifnim and he has a mind to do Aktaras Emurim, or if he was doing the Shechita and he had a mind to do the Zrika Bifnim, both of which are technically Machshava's Pigel, but being that he's either Bifnim or the Machshava was Bifnim, that's a Megareya, the Halacha is, there's going to be no Pigel. I'm Rav Shua ben Levi, my card, how do you know this? Because it says regarding the Parkoy Mashiach, which is one of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, Kashe Yurim Yishar Zadach HaShlom, that when you makter the Emurim, you should be makter the same Emurim that you makter by a Shlom. Meaning, just like the Shlomim Terah outlines what exactly the Emurim are, so too when it comes to this halacha, it's the same thing. It says the Gemara, those words are extra. You know why it's extra? It says Rashi, because if you go through the parish of the Parakah Mashiach, Torah says exactly what the Emurim are. So why do I need, after the Torah already told me what the Emurim are, to tell me, oh, it's the same Emurim as the Shlomim? I know what the Emurim are, Torah said what the Emurim are, and I can match it up with the Shlomim, I'll know it's the same as the Shlomim. There's nothing being learned out from Shlomim. So the Gemara, no, there is something. machshavos mazbeich achitzin. Just like by the shlomim, obviously the avoda that the kohen was doing while he had machshavos pigul, and the subject of the machshav was all chutz. There was nothing going, because the shlomim has no chelik of it that was brought in the heichal. Af par kohen mashiach atchiu machshavosav umaisav al mazbeich achitzin. So even though it's true, the rabbanon argue Reb Shimon, you could have a machshavos pigul by the chatois apnimiyos, but it has to be dafka maisa that was done by chutz, and the subject of the machshava has to also be something that was done by chutz. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbi Baravua, Omer Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Elazar Shama Mishum Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar Shama Mishum Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Yosi Haklili. This that Rabbi Elazar said that even according to the Chama that a chayich pigul by the chatois apnimis, but only if he was standing chutz lehechal and he was being mechashiv about doing an avodah chutz lehechal. Zos vissin, it's halacha lemaisa. Omer Rava, Rava said hilchas lemashicha. Why do you have to tell me it's the halacha? Is there a beis hamikdash? Ah, so it's important to know that tomorrow when you bring the chatois apnimis, there's no beis hamikdash anyways. When will there be a beis hamikdash? When Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, al yahanovi tishbi yataritz kushes vabayis. He'll tell us all the halachas. So freak the gemara hilchas lemashicha. Amalei abay. Sabaya said, "Elamiyata." If that's the case, Kol Shchitas Kachim Loi Lisni. We've been learning Masechtas Nida now. We should have skipped the whole Seder of Kachim, maybe Chulin, right? But we'd be learning about Basav Chalav now. Chol Stam, we'd be there again. So why are we learning Kachim? The whole Shchitas Kachim is technically Hilchasil Meshicha. Elamai so Loi Lisni. So the Gemara says, "Eladarsh Vekibos Chayr." Sabaya said, "The Teretz is you get Chayr when you learn." So how can I be Darish Vekibos Chayr? So what's Vilsta from Reb Nachman that he said Halach Reb Elazar? It's true. It's not Negeya now. It's not Halach Elamaisa. But in the spirit of learning the sugya, you want to know that that's the halacha. So the Gemara said, so Rava told him, I understand, Abaye. Abahachi kamin halacha, vasach main tzizogin is hilchis alamoli. Medavnish paskin in halacha, we can learn in the halachas. Darish vikib al schar, kaloisli bateris oila, kilo hikravaila, etc., etc. But halacha la maisa, hilchis alamoli. Lishnachin amali halacha kamino. Halacha la maisa, that it's in the stenslach of the Brisker Rav, they bring that the Brisker Rav was very, very bothered with this Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it negated to tell me Hilchasa with regards to Pigal? The Rambam Shita is in Perik Vav, Hilchas Beis Abchira, that even though Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Ashayta Veloy Kitchel Asa Lavoy, that's only with regards to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But that relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, it's Kedusha, Lashayta, Vekitcha, and the Rambam says, "Lefichach makriven afal pisha ein bayis." The halach is you can bring a carbon bezman hazeh, even if there's no beis hamikdash. That means if somebody would go today on the harabayis, he would build a mizbeach. He would be able to bring a carbon. Makriven akarbona is cool and afal pisha ein bayis. So, Frank the Brisker of, why does the Gemara say that it's hilchasul mashicha? It's not hilchasul mashicha. Makriven afal pisha ein bayis. And the Brisker of said a dover nifla. In the stenslach, they bring it bekitzer, but I saw Reb David in the shiurim. He says in more barichas, mamish beautiful. He says it's true. The Rambam sheet is makriven afal pishein bayis. You can bring a carbon technically, even though there's no beis hamikdash. But this halacha, the Rebbe Elazar said mishum Rabbi Yosi Haglili, was a halacha specifically with regards to the chatois apnimias. We're discussing how you can have a machsheves pigul when it comes to chatois apnimias. Now there were five types of chatois apnimias. The par koy mashiach, the par helam davishal tzibur, the sir avodas kechavim, the par yoy makipurim, and the sar lashem. We've gone through these things already. Said the Brisker Rav, all five of these korbanos are not shayach bezman hazeh. The par koy mashiach, if you remember from the Masechtas Ha'iriyos, is brought if the kohen gadol that was mashuach b'shemen amishcha did an aver b'shoigig she's doing a karis. There's no Shemen HaMishcha, and there's not going to be Shemen HaMishcha until Mashiach comes. So it's not possible, b'zman hazeh, to go bring the Par Koy Mashiach. The Par Helm Davishal Tzibur is when Reiv of Klal Yisrael does an Aver B'shoigig, al pi Shigigas Hayra, but the Ra of the Bezden HaGadol. In order to have the Bezden HaGadol, you need Musmachim Ishmi Piyish, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have Musmachim. And being that we don't have Musmachim, it's for that reason, it's not possible to have a Par Helm Davishal Tzibur. The same is true for the Seer, Avodas Kechavim. Because the Seer Avodas Kechavim was brought when the Par Helam David Shal Tzibur was brought in the event that it was Avodas Zar. By the way, Rav David said that all three of these Korbanos, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Par Helam David Shal Tzibur, and the Seer Avodas Kechavim were also all Korbanos Yachid or Korbanos Tzibur She'ein Hazman Kavua. And any Korban She'ein Hazman Kavua, the halacha is you can't be maybe Betumah. We're all Tamei Meis, and we're going to be Tamei Meis until we have the Par Aduma, which isn't going to happen until Mashiach comes. So Vaita, these three Korbanos are not Shaykh to bring Bezman Hazeh. The other two of the Chamesh Chatois, Apnimiyos, whether it's the Par Yom HaKippurim and the soil of Hashem. Those were Karbonai Tzibur. For those, you talk to have the halacha of Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, like the Rambam Paskins, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. But those Karbonis were born in Yom Kippur. Who did the Avodah in Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol did the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Now, it's true. You could be a Kohen Gadol without the Shemen HaMishcha. You could be a Kohen Gadol that's Merubah B'Gadol. Oh, but the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, that Bezal Min Aleph, Ein Mamid in Kohen Gadol, LLP Bezin, Shalayin Aleph. The only way you can have a Kohen Gadol is if you have the Bezin HaGadol. And being that Vaita, you don't have the Bezin HaGadol, because we don't have Musmachim, so these five Gomorrahs are not Shaykh. But the Briskerov Gezok, and Achinami. It's true, Makriva and Avodah Bishayim Bayis. Oh, Benishta Chatoyis HaPrimios. And in the Halacha that Rabbi Loza said, Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili was Halacha regarding in the Chatoi Saprimis. That's why Rav Atayned Hilchasol Mashicha and Achinami and Achinami. Ordinarily, if it was Halach regarding a carbon shlam, you wouldn't have said Hilchasol Mashicha. But Chatoi Saprimis, that's not Shaykh to bring. I mean, that's not Shaykh to bring. That's going to be Hilchasol Mashicha. So I just thought, in the interest of a hashtag Sunday style daf, just to talk about something that really will come up over and over and over again. It's a sugya arucha. It's something that we've referenced many times in Sechet Zvachim and really over the years. But being that we're learning Seder Kachim now, it's kedai to go through it. And you know, maybe piece by piece, the Meshech HaZman, Be'ezus Hashem, will get to go through a little bit of the inyan.
One of the themes of the raid since we started Tam Nishchat was the sugya and the idea of whether it would be theoretically, hypothetically, okay for a person to bring a carbon bizman hazeh. So, as promised, I think it's kedai, maybe just take a few steps backwards, won't take that long, and just to go through the inyan a little bit about the tumult that took place in the 19th century. It's a vision gedoyle gedoyle yoylam, as it relates to bringing karbonos bizman hazeh. The story begins with a yid whose name was Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was born in the city of Lissa. The Nesivos was the Rav in Lissa, Reb Yaakov Milissa. He was born in the year 1795, and he passed away in the year 1874. When he was very young, he learned by the Rav in Lissa, the Nesivos. And when he got a little older, he left Lissa, he went to Pozna, and he became a Talmud Muvik of Reb Kiva Eger. The Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer had this dream of having Yidden go to Eretz Yisrael, settle the land, and maybe even bring karbonos. And this is something that he wanted to do very, very badly. And he started tumbling and writing and corresponding with the Gedolim at the time, and to see if he can try to get them to garner support. It's like this is something that he'd be able to do. Now, just one disclaimer. It's important to note that Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wasn't the first person in Jewish history that made this tumult after Churban Bayis Sheni and tried bringing Karbonos Bezman Hazeh. The most notable before Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was in the times of the Rishonim, one of the French Tosafos, that I think Rabbi Weil would say, and that was Rabbi Yechiel Miparis. And Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, he was one of the Bali Toisfis, he was from Paris, he made Aliyah, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and his dream was to bring Karbonos. He worked it out, and he felt that this was something that you'd be able to do. And there was a sefer called Kaftov Aferach. It was written by a Yid whose name was Rabbi Shturi Aparchi. That name may sound a little familiar. Rabbi Shturi Aparchi was the author of the Sefer Kaftov Aferach, and he chronicled Rabbi Yechiel Miparis' dream and the trials and tribulations and some of the halachic nukudos of him trying to go and bring a carbon bizman hazeh. Several hundred years later, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Shelas Yaivitz, this is a Chelik Aleph Simen Peites, he wrote a tshuva regarding what the Kaftov Aferach had written about Rabbi Yechiel Miparis's his vision and his dream to try to bring a carbon bizman hazeh. And in that tshuva, he discussed a lot of the halachas of whether or not you would be able to bring carbonos bizman hazeh. But it's important just to understand that even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva is often quoted in this tumult and in this discussion, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden was nifter decades before Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was born. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva was not written related to the big tumult that happened in the 19th century, but it was more of an abstract tshuva that was written with regards to a piece of history, and that is there was a Yid once, Rabbi Shturi Aparchi, who wrote about Rabbi Yechiel Miparis, who wanted to bring Karbonos Bizman Hazeh. And he just discussed, did they ever bring Karbonos after the Churban Tavi, the Eved of Rabbi Gamliel? That was the one of the rabbis that we spoke about. But the point is that Rabbi Yaakov Emden wasn't opining on this discussion. The discussion happened several decades after the Petir of Yaakov. But either way, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer very much wanted to do this, and he started corresponding with the Gedolim. Now, it's important to understand where Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was coming from. The reason he felt that he wanted to reinvigorate Karbanos Bezman Hazeh is because he felt that this was a very important step in the Geula Hasidah. And he felt that Klal Yisrael is going to merit the Geula when they go to Eretz Yisrael, and they make hishtadlus to try to acting as if the Geula is going to come. And it's when we establish the initial Osiris and we show how badly we want it, that's going to be Ma'ir and Shemayim, and then eventually the Beis HaMikdash HaMaila is going to come down, and then we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash all over again. And he proved from many sources, really, really early sources, that this is the way the Geula is going to happen. Just to mention a few. He quoted the Radak in Sefer Tehillim, Halali Nafshi. The Pasuk says, Al tiftachu b'nedivim b'ven adam she'in lo yisashua. Zok the Radak, Tehillim kuf mem vav. Quote, Ki lashem levadoi hatshua. Because of course, Al tiftachu b'nedivim, the Ben Adam, she'ein lo yisashua. The shua is going to come from the Ben Adam. It's not coming from the Nadiv. It's going to come from the Eibishter. However, listen to the Radak. V'hu yisoy v'veno al yad b'nei Adam. But when the Eibishter brings the Yeshua, he's going to bring it through b'nei Adam. K'moy she'sivev chuas golus bavel ayidei kodesh. Just like the Yidden, after Churban Bayis Rishon, when they came back to Eretz Yisrael and they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash, how did they rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash? The seed didn't split. The way they rebuilt the second Beis HaMikdash was Cyrus the Great, Koresh, Daryavish, who was the son of Achashverosh and Esther, gave the Yidden permission to go build a second Beis HaMikdash. V'chein la'osid, says the Radak, la'osid lavoy yisoyviv geulas Yisrael al yedei malchei hagoyim. The geula is going to come through the malchei hagoyim, she'yores rucham l'shalcham. That the Eibishto, leif sorum lachim yad Hashem, is going to be ma'ir the ruach, the geist of these big ministers and these very powerful people, and he's going to give them the inspiration to give the Jews permission to go build the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer said it's in the first Radak, that the way the Geula is going to come is by lobbying the powerful people in the world, and we have to begin. This is our Ishtadlis. We daven Yerushalayim Ircha, we have to make Ishtadlis also. And this is something that we have to do. Another one of the Mekairis that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer quoted was the Ramban in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim. It's on the Pasuk, Ha'elef Lecha Shloimoy. Says the Ramban, Reishis HaGeula Asida, Tia al pi rishoyin hamalchios, v'yik tzas kibbutz galios. It's going to be a little bit of a kibbutz galios, and it's going to happen through the permission of the government. V'achakach, after that happens, Yosef Hashem Yisbarach Shenis Yadai, and then there's going to be the real geula. Kedechsin v'shav Hashem alikecha shvuscha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim. It's Rabban in Shir HaShirim. Another one of the Makaris that he quoted was the Rabbeinu B'chai. These are all rishoyinim. In Parsha Shmini, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Loma nimshol malchus zu, referring to Edom, Lechazer. So Daniel, in his dream, saw Malchus Edom, and Malchus Edom looked like a Chazer, a Dover Acher. So he said, why was it referred to a Chazer? Because Edom is like a Chazer. Chazer means like the Chazer, right? He's going to bring back, Lechazer. He's going to bring back Atar L'Yoshna. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, quote, V'inyan, Kishtei HaMikdashim Nivnu Al Yedei Yisrael. Both Bati Mikdashim that we have were built Al Yedei the Yid, by Yisrishim Bono Shloima. But it was done under the guidance and the governance of Kirsch. But the third base of Mikdash, so you would think the third base of Shavada, it's going to Asida umazulif noisai. Edom is going to build. And say Rabbeinu Bachya. This is what the Medrash Tanchuma means. When it says, Asid lahachza atar li yoshna, lefisha hu echrivai, ula asid yoshuvim shar kala koiches. With the same ganzkeit that Rome used to destroy the second base of Mikdash, lazoi vilismech li yisrael ki arba shalom boilam. They're going to be the ones that are going to rebuild the base of Mikdash. So said Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, I have a Radak, Avraham Ban, Avraham, they said that the way the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, it's going to happen through all the government. So we have to make our shtadlus. Let's get moving. Let's start lobbying. And let's start doing what it is that we have to do. And then he said that, in fact, that if you really want to bring out the point, he said it's a Mefurish HaSafri. The Pasuk says, L'shichnoi Sidrishu Vasr Shama, says the Sifri. L'shichnoi Sidrishu, D'roishnal Pi Hanavi. He's supposed to darshan, you should want Eretz Yisrael IPN. Yochel Tamten Hashem Elcha Navi. So you think, okay, wait for a Navi, right? That's usually what we think. A Navi's going to show up. It's sight. Yigi Azman Gulaschem. And let's go do what we need to do. Talmud Loimar, no. L'shichnei Sidru Vasa Shama. D'roishu Mitzah. You first do what you need to do. V'achakach afterwards Yom Alecha Navi. V'chein at the Moitzim b'David v'chulei v'chulei. It's a Sefri in Parshas Re'eh. It's a Sefri of Tziyash Kalasher that I think this is what you're supposed to do. So this is what Tziyash Kalasher did. He sat down, he wrote a Sefer. The name of the Sefer is Drishas Tziyan. And Drishas Tziyan was made up of three parts. The first part in Drishas Tziyan was more the Hashkafa, more the background to understand where he was coming from. He felt that this was the right thing to do because ultimately this is going to bring the Geula. So what we need to do is we have to understand that the Geula is going to come via not just Tefillah but also Shtadlus. This is where Tzvi Yishkalashim felt. Second part of this Sefer was, he spoke about Milas Eretz Yisrael, that we have to understand what Eretz Yisrael is. And then the third part of the Sefer was, that if we all go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll even be able to bring Karbanos. And he said, if we can bring Karbanos, that's Gaval. That's already taking it to another level. And this was something that he felt he can do. So Tzvi Yishkalashim writes the Sefer in Drisha Siyan, and he sends it to his Rebbe, Rav Kiveg. And Rav Kiveg looked at it, and Rav Kiveg responded. And then Rav Tzvi Yishkalashar responded to Rav Kiveger, and Rav Kiveger responded back to Rav Tzvi Yishkalashar. We don't have all the respondents, but we have a lot of it. It's printed in the Trisha Siyan, and it's printed in the Chelik He of the Shalos Tshuvas Rav Kiveger. But Rav Tzvi Yishkalashar didn't stop there. He sent it to the Chassam Sofer. He sent it to Rav Yaakov Ettlinger. The first simon in Shailas Tshuvas Binyan Siyan that was written by the Baal Aruch Lener, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, one of the great goyim of the 19th century, was written through Rav Tzvi Yishkalashar. It was on this topic, on this noise. Is he right in his thought that it's possible to be able to bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh? He wrote letters to the Maratz Chiyos. He wrote letters to Rav Leo Gutmacher. And really the whole Galicia and Hungary, everybody was coughing, everybody was tumbling. This wasn't just, let's bring Karbanos. This was a movement. This was a hashkafa. This is a whole different mindset. This was an idea of maybe the Yidden can go ahead and can go to Eretz Yisrael. I discussed this tumult, more the historical aspect of it, with the rabbi historian, Rabbi David Katz. And he told me, you just have to understand a little bit where Rav Tzvi Yishkalashar was coming from. He said, at that time, there was an unbelievable feeling of nationalism in the world. Right? The Patriots had just received the American Revolution, 1776. Ukraine. He said there were countries no one ever heard of that had just gained independence. And Rav Tzvi Yishkalashar believed, everything's for Klal Yisrael. Bereshis, b'shul ha-Torah shenikereshis, b'shul Yisrael shenikereshis. So if there's such a ruach in the world right now of nationalism and of countries being able to leave their bondage and suddenly be free and be able to express themselves the way historically they have, why shouldn't the Jews be able to do it? But more than that, it must be for the Yidden. What else is it for? It's for the French? It's for us. Of course that's what it's about. And he believed very, very deeply that this is what this, that's what motivated him. This is where he was coming from. And as a result, this was something that he wanted to do. So I thought, just to discuss the super high level, rapid fire, bullet point style, some of the halachic issues that are pretty obvious, and a lot of them touch on the sugis that we've been learning as it relates to, is it theoretically possible today to bring a karma? So the first issue is, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, how are you going to be able to bring karbanos? So the answer to this question starts with the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, and it's really Gemara in many places. But the Gemara says, Shamati shemakriven afal pi she'ein bayis. There's a musik that you can bring karbanos, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. Now the truth is, that Gemara says, that memra of Shamati shemakriven afal pi she'ein bayis is really totally in an age-old machloikis. One of the biggest machloikis in a chas, and that is Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asen l'avoy, or Kedusha Rishoyna kitchel l'shaita v'lai kitchel l'asen l'avoy. Kedusha Shniya kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asen l'avoy, or Kedusha Shniya kitchel l'shaita v'lai kitchel l'asen l'avoy. When Yeshua ben Nun conquered Eretz Yisrael, Tzemershtemol, he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadosh Yerushalayim, he was Mekadosh the Mokam HaMikdash. Then the base of Mikdash was destroyed. What happened to that Kedusha? Did it go away together with the Churban, or it was Kitchel Shaita, and it was Kitchel Asadavai? In the times of Ezra, when the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael for the second time, again, they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. What happened to that Kedusha? Did that Kedusha go away, or was it Kitchel Shaita for like Kitchel Asadavai? So if you hold Kedusha Shaita, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asadavai, or Kedusha Shaita, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asadavai, so then theoretically, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but you have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you need the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So if Kedusha Shaita is Kitchel Shaita, Kedusha Shaita is Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asadavai, then there'd be an Eitzah. If you hold Kedusha is like Kitchel Asadavai, then it would be a problem. Okay, so what's the halacha? So Tzvi Yishkalashar said, open up a Rambam. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Pesach, Abchira, Perek Vav, Halacha, Tezvav, Halacha, Tezayin, one of the most famous Rambams in Yad Chazaka, Paskins, that Kedusha Rishoyin is Kitchel Ashaita, Veloy Kitchel Asalavai. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedusha nowadays. That's why there's no Chiyuv Trumas and Maisus according to the Rambam as Manazah. However, Kedusha Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash is different. That's Kitcha Lasa Lavei. Why? The fee says the Rambam, Shekedusha HaMikdash Yerushalayim v'pnei HaShchina. Because Kedusha Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash is because of the Shechina. That's what gives it its Kedusha. V'Shechina Eina B'teila. It's nothing to do with Shloima HaMelech. It's nothing to do with Yeshua B'Noi. It's nothing to do with Ezra. It's nothing to do with Zerubbabel. It's nothing to do with Kairish. It has to do with the Shechina. And the Shechina is there. You go to the Kaisa Marabi today, is the Shechina. And if the Shechina there, then says the Rambam, even though there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash there will be. The Ravid argues. The Rambam says, I disagree. There's no Kedushas Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh. And then the Rambam says, then the Ravid says something that's been quoted, where the Ravid says, Lefichach, I believe, Hanichnas Atasham, if somebody would enter the Harabais today, even though he's Tomei, because he doesn't have the Paraduma, inevitably he's Tomei, ain't by Karis. He won't be Chayiv Karis. But that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. But I think this is enough for one raid, my But so the center of Tirish Kalasher, so in the final analysis, Machlekes, Rambam, Rav. According to the Rambam, Yerushalayim has Kedusha. The Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha. According to the Ravid, it doesn't. According to the Rambam, you can bring Karbonis Bezman Hazeh. According to the Ravid, you can't bring Karbonis Bezman Hazeh. Okay, so Muschel Rishon, it's a problem. According to the Rambam, you could do it. According to the Ravid, you can't. But Tzedra, Tzeyesh Kalasher, it's Pashid. If the Ravid's right, that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shait of Eloi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, that Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have any Kedusha, so you know what you can do? You build a bama, and you can bring the carbon on a bama. What would prevent you today from going to an animal, saying harezu pesach, harezu chatas, harezu oila, and shechting it? Can't shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Beis HaMikdash. What's outside the Beis HaMikdash? So if you have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, so then it's shechut echot. You can't check. If there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, you can't check. You know what makes this cheshbon? The Gemara sort of does. So if that's the case, Eretz Mirash Kalash, and Maman of Shach, you could do it. Like the Rambam, that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitchel Asin Lavoi, so go shecht, bring a carbon. And like the Ravid, okay, so you didn't do anything wrong anyways. You were makriv a carbon on a bama. And there's no Isser Bamais if there's no Kedusha, because there's no chutz. Because there's no insides, he can't have an outside. So he's a man of shach. Based on what I think, this is something you should be able to do. So Tirash Kalash said, even though at first glance, the first issue that you're going to throw out is, there's no Beis HaMikdash. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, how could you do it? But really, it's not a problem, because Maman of shach, like the Rambam, you theoretically have a Beis HaMikdash, and even like the Ravid, there's a Heter Bamis. So based on that, it wouldn't be a problem. The second issue is Toma, Rol Tameh. And for Tameh, how are you going to go to the Beis HaMikdash? How are you going to stop bringing karbanos? So Tzvirish Kalasher said, that's true. I'll have to concede part of that point. And that is, we'll have to limit what we do to karbanos tzibur. By a carbon tzibur, we have a sugi of Tomah Hutra b'tzibur. We have a sugi of Tomah Tchoyi b'tzibur. You could bring it b'toma, and as a result, it won't be around. And chenami, if someone was Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, and v'kosav al pinkosoy, v'kishu yibonu Beis HaMikdash, avichat teshmeina, he's not ready for that. Basically, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. We don't have the Efer of the Paraduma. But you want to go ahead and bring a carbon seabor, that's something you can bring Batuma. So Lachur, that's something you'd be able to do. But there's another obvious problem. What about Kehanim? You don't have Kehanim. You can say, what do you mean? Of course you have Kehanim. But the truth is, right? At least looking at me. Sweet. So of course we have Kehanim. But do we have Kehanim Miyuchasim? So the truth is, lahalacha, even a koyim miyuchis, doesn't matter if your name is Kohn, Katz, or Rappaport, but at the end of the day, you're only going to consider yourself a koyim lachomra. There's no such thing as being a koyim lakula. So for example, a koyim doesn't marry a gerusha, a koyim won't go into a beis hakfaris, even if his name is not Rappaport, right? Koyhanim don't do that. But at the same time, you know a koyim that eats challah? So if a woman is mafresh challah, what are you supposed to do with a challah? Supposed to give it to a koyim. The Magen Avraham brings from a rivash that koyhanim don't eat challah b'zman. No one does. No koyim eats asr. It's often halachim shulchan aruch. Why not? Because we're chayshish that maybe the yichus is not a good yichus, and because maybe the yichus is not a good yichus, so l'chayra based on that, it should be a problem. If we don't trust the yichus as it relates to eating challah, you would think you can't trust the yichus as it relates to bringing karbonis. So if Tzviyash Kalasher wrote a whole pilpul to answer this seemingly very difficult question, and he said a very big chiddush. His chiddush, in short, without going through the whole tumult, because that's a raid bite onto itself. But his chiddush basically was that today, being that there's no way to be mevarer, who's a kohen and who's not a kohen, so it's for that reason you could be soimach on roiv and you could be soimach on chazaka. What's roiv? Roiv is roiv bilas achar abal, and as a result, you assume going back
that really you probably are a kohen. And this chazakis as well, and he worked it all out, and he said, based on roivs and chazakis, you could do it. Now, to eat challah, you don't have to eat challah. So we're not going to be soymech on it, we'll burn it. But if you could bring a carbon, maybe you have to bring a carbon. And if you have to bring a carbon, and you have a roiv and a chazakis to be soymech on, maybe you should be soymech on a roiv and a chazakis. And even though he says that the Gemara says in different places, they weren't soymech on chazakis and these types of things when it came to kohuna. He said, that's because they didn't need to. Because the only time you go with a chazak and a roiv is where it's impossible to be, where it's impossible to be mavar. They had ability to be mavar. They had kiyanim that you didn't have to come on to all these hoops in order to establish. So as a result, why should you be soymech on kulas? But b'sman hazeh, we don't have any other eitzah. There's no one has ksav yichus anymore. So based on that, l'chur, this is something you should be able to do. Reb Kiveger gave Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish a very hard time on this point. They went back and forth in the tshuvas. Kiveger said, the Messiah is, we don't have kiyanim yuchasim, chazakins and roivs. He was basing it on a Mishnah, by the way. It, Mamish came from a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masechta Zidis. It's fascinating. But either way, Reb Kiveger wasn't so comfortable with it. But that wasn't the reason Reb Kiveger ultimately rejected Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish's idea. The reason he rejected it was because of the next halachic issue. So again, we discussed this. Nobody's on Mikdash. What happened to Tuma? You don't have Kiyanim Yuchasim. But there was a bigger problem. And this ultimately sealed the fate of Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish's idea as far as Reb Kiveger was concerned. And that is, we need Big Day Kahuna. It's very interesting. So you need Big Day Kahuna. So you can have a Kayan. You're going to say, his name is Katz. He could do the avodah. Okay, you have to show up with your with the dalit begudim, right? You're gonna have to show up with your big day kuna. The problem is the avnate had tcheles inside of it. It had argamon. It had so we know sheisha's linen. That's easy. What's tcheles? What's tcheles? Right? It's a big enough tumah when it comes to tzitzis. So Reb Kiveger said, Reb Kiveger's time, it was before the Rizin Rebbe, he didn't have any tcheles. He said, where are you gonna find tcheles? So Tzvi Hirsch Kalish said, I'm not in a spa. Said, why not? Because the truth is, the Rambam Shita is that the tcheles of the Big Day Kohuna is not the same tcheles of tzitzis. The tcheles of the tzitzis has to come from the Dama Chilazon. And we don't want what the Chilazon is. But the Rambam Shita is the tcheles of the Big Day Kohuna didn't come from the Chilazon. So if it didn't come from the Chilazon, so it's not really going to be a problem. So Reb Kiveger said, I could live with that. I can live with that. I can live with the fact that we keep a soymich on the Rambam. And we can say that tcheles just means blue wool. So make blue wool, even if it's not from the chilazon, it's going to be okay. But you know what Kivega's problem was? His problem was argamon. What's argamon? So they touched it when I was in yeshiva, purple wool in Yiddish. I went to Chassan Sofer, but purple wool. Right? So that's what it was. It's purple. But the truth is, machloikis rishonim. Not all the rishonim say it's purple. Some rishonim say it's red. And it's a machloikis whether the argamon is red or the argamon is purple. So Kivega said at the end of the day, he told Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish, Tumah, Beis HaMikdash, Kehanim Yuchasim. Again, he wasn't that thrilled with all these ideas, but at the same time, maybe Mekenza Chanetze gave in. But he said at the end of the day, the Ein Biyodeinu Lasso is Argamon. We don't know Argamon. And if we don't know Argamon, then how in the world are we going to go ahead and do the Avodah? In other words, what Reb Kiveger said was, you know why you can't do the Avodah today? Because we don't have a gartel. That's what he said. He says, imagine you're going to do the Avodah. That's right. My father always says that, right, they say that somebody once said, how come by the Litvisha there's no mitzvah time? So he said, how are you going to do the Avodah? So that's what it boiled down to. That's what sealed the faith. Kideke said, there's no gartel. Why is there no gartel? Because you need argamon. Forget about the tchelos. You need argamon. That's a trick. And he says, we don't know what it is. We know if it's red, if it's purple. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to be machriya. That's what Rabbi Kiveger said. But truth, there were other issues as well. Another issue is machsa shekel. Now, what's going to be machsa shekel? Karbonis tzibur. Tomahot shubetzibur, tomahot chuyi betzibur. But at the end of the day, how were the karbonis tzibur paid for? It was all through the machsa shekel. We don't have the machsa shekel. You're going to get the whole Klal Yisrael now to figure out a way to do it. So that's a little bit of an issue. So the truth is, Rabbi Yaakov Emden already addressed this in his truv in the Shelas Yaivitz when he discussed what the Kaft of Atherach, Rabbi Shturi Aparchi, spoke about. And he said that really for the machsa shekel, there's one of two eitzes. One eitze is you can have somebody maybe sponsor the machsa shekel on behalf of the oilam. Now, the truth is, machloik is in the Gemara if it works. Rabbi Yossi holds it works. Rabbi Yossi is the Mukaimai, and for sure, Rabbi Yaakov Emden felt could be soymech on Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and somebody will give it over for the Oilam as long as he does it, ben Nidvas Aleph, it works. And we could be soymech on Rabbi Yossi, and maybe that's going to be the Eitzah. The other Eitzah is you bring a Karban Pesach. At least the Karban Pesach you're going to have. Karban Pesach doesn't require Machzah Shekel. So Karban Pesach without Machzah Shekel, that's something you'd be able to do. There was another big problem, and that's what Rabbi Chesky was asking. What about the Mizbeach? Right, you need a Mizbeach. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash. Fine. You can make that work. But you need a Mizbeach. and the Mizbeach has to be in its proper place. And it's even more than that. It's, what's that? No, but on the tzad that the Leiter Rambam Shitti, you're going to have a Mizbeach. And the truth is, it's even more than that. Because you're going to start bringing karbonis. We know that when the Beis HaMikdash was built originally, the Pasuk says, "Akol b'ksav miyad Hashem olai hiskel." It's Pasuk in Yecheskel. It was done upi Nevi'im. Even by Yesheni, when it was built the second time, Nevi'im had to come. Nevi'im had to tell the Yidden how to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Who were the Nevi'im? Chagai, Schari, Malachi. Right? The story, all the Nevu'as of by Yesheni are written in Sefer Chagai. As in Chav Dalid Kislev thing. Right? So it's written in Sefer Chagai. But that's where all these Nevu'as are written. But the point is that it had to be done upi Nevu'ah. There's no Nevi'im. So if there's no Nevi'im, we don't know where the Mizbeach is supposed to go. So if we don't know where the Mizbeach is supposed to go, how are we going to go ahead and do this? So Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalish says something fascinating, something brilliant. This is what he's saying. He said that once upon a time, when the first Beis HaMikdash was built, how are you supposed to know where to build the Beis HaMikdash? So they had to go ahead, and you needed a Novi to tell us when to build the Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash, the same thing. He says, you know why? Because we say in Al-Nari's Bavel that when the Babylonians destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it was Ada Yisoidba. Aru, Aru, Ada Yisoidba. They ripped out the foundation. There was no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. And because there was no remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, so how are you supposed to know where to put a Mizbeach? We're back to square one. We have no idea where it goes. So they needed a Nevi'im to come. Chagis Gar Malachi with the Nevi'im that they told them where to do it. He said, but today you can work it out. You know why? Because today we have a remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have the Kais HaMaravi. And the Kais HaMaravi was one of the walls, the western wall of the Harabayas. So he said, open up Mesachtes Midas and open up the Rambam and Yad Chazak. And we're writing tshuvas, he said, in Erechaim, in Yeritei, and Chayshu Mishbev and Ezer. Let's write a tshuva, Mesachtes Midas. Why not? Torahi. And let's sit down and figure out where the Mizbeach is supposed to go. So Tzvi Hirsch Kalish said, by Yesheni, they needed Nevi'im. Because it was Aurora the Yisoidba. But Hank, we have the Kaislam Aravi. It's not Aurora the Yisoidba. So go ahead, work with the Kaislam Aravi and figure out where it's supposed to go. Gevaldik. Some had a problem with it. Because under it felt, if you look at the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Beis Samchira, the Rambam says like this, Brisker Rambam, HaMizbeach Mekoimoy Mechuvin Biyoyser. Ram says Mizbeach, Mikoyim, the Mokan Mizbeach is Mechuvin B'Yoyser. You can't get it like approximately right. It has to be Mechuvin B'Yoyser. The Ein Meshanin Oysoim Mikoyim Lo'oilov. And Ram gives a whole Musa Shu about all the things that happened in that place. That's where the Akedah happened. That's where the Marishan was created from in Adama. That's where Noyach brought his Karbonis. But he said, everything happened. Everything, that place is so Mechuvin. He said, you're going to go ahead under a Tainet and you're going to make him Mechuvin B'Yoyser. He said, that's something that's impossible. He said, I don't believe you're going to be able to do this. Rabbi Kamenetsky asked me last night another kashna. He said, I don't understand. We paskin tuma dechuya betzibur. Right? We're learning the sugyas now. Since bachleg is in shas, tuma hucha betzibur or tuma dechuya betzibur. The Ram Shita is tuma dechuya betzibur. Now, the Gemara said, lamay nafkamina of tuma hucha betzibur, tuma dechuya betzibur. So there's nafkaminas. But a big one is, if you hold tuma dechuya betzibur, you have to come on to the tzitz. So if you have to come on to the tzitz, you would need a kohen gadol. So like you should be able to have a tzitz. You can find a kohen. This is mamish not a guy. Kohen gadol, right? Yeah, even tzitz out. So how are you gonna find a kohen gadol? So you now already need a kohen gadol with a tzitz. So this is already come out impossible. It's a chiddush to me. I mean, it's such a gevaldig kasha. I found this kasha in the Beis Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis asks this kasha. But obviously, the Achreina Masar, everybody handled this. So everyone knew the Rambam. So Daf Ma'inzan, Abyssal Besser, why the Achreina weren't bothered by this? But I... was... Oh, Neshicha. Oh, that's also right. Because you need the Shemin HaMishcha also, which is part of the problem of having a Kohen Gadol. And it's part of the problem with the Mizbeach. So what happened to the Shemin HaMishcha? That's going to be another issue. Either way, we're cutting this a little bit short. But there were, needless to say, many, many halachic issues as it relates to this. The bottom line is, from Tzvi Hirsch Kalish, it was mefalfel. He went back and forth with the Ge'oina Yoylon. And at the end of the day, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalish, he was holding his own. And this was something that he was going to do. At one point, during his correspondence with Reb Kiveger writes back to Tzvi Hirsch Kalish, he says, I'll tell you the truth, I'm old. I'm not feeling so well right now. And Chamnish Tekoyach, Mamshech Tzayin, this grace raid. So he said, what I've done is, I forwarded this discussion to my son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer in Pressburg. He knew this is where this was going to end. And he said, I asked him to please take over from here and see what you can do. The Chassam Sofer took this very, very seriously. Very, very, very seriously. And what he did was, he asked a Yid that he knew was going to Eretz Yisrael. He said, do me a favor, go to Eretz Yisrael and do a little due diligence. Find out if it's even a geya. Find out if it's shayach. Meaning, is this something that's possible? And this shliach, there were two shluchim that came back to the Chasam Sofer, and they both came back with the same report. They said that the sar in Yerushalayim, the person that calls the shots, who captain Godel, he's a big captain. And he said, you want to bring karbonis? Davzan a Muslim. But otherwise, you can't. It's not shayach. Kisham nivna beis avoydah shalahem. V'oymrim, they say, she'evin shasiyah be'emtza akipa ahi, that the evin shasiyah is in the middle of their dome. This is Chasam Sofer writing. V'lo yikrev, la'yikarev sham ish zor she'enem emunasa. And if someone doesn't believe in their faith, he's not going to allow them to come. And as a result, it's not going to be okay. What's fascinating is that if you go through the hemshich of the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, it's clear that the Chasam Sofer was willing to go forward with it. He was willing. Halachically, he was okay. Listen to his lashon in the end. Okay, lafi ani es daiti. This is mamash an excerpt, but you have to really see the whole thing to appreciate this. Like tzrich l'kayim miyuches. He said, you don't need l'kayim miyuches. The noichal sham min apsachim al kopanim shohot tuma betzibor. I'm okay at the very least. You can eat a carbon pasach, and so over there is tumas hotcha betzibor. For like tzarech l'shkolim, and then he threw in very cryptically, v'loy l'kayim gadol. And you don't even need l'kayim gadol. He was bavarning, maybe you need a kain gadol. But he threw in, you don't need a kain gadol. And the question is, why? Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis is kasha. But either way, this is what he throws in, that you wouldn't even need a kain gadol. But the point is, what's that? But the Ramashit is Tumat Chuyah B'tzibor. Oh, his Lashin is Tumat Chuyah B'tzibor. Very good. Al Kumpanim Shohut Tumat B'tzibor. Because at least Tumat Chuyah B'tzibor. Aye, very good. So he was going Tumat Chuyah B'tzibor, and that's why he needed Kohen Gadol. It's Pasha, right? That's what he meant. Because he was taking on the position Tumat Chuyah B'tzibor, and as a result, if Tumat Chuyah B'tzibor, that's his Hemshuch, then you don't need Kohen Gadol. Shkoyach Rav Shimi. But either way, so the Chasam Sofer was theoretically willing to go along with this. But he said, practically speaking, it's not Lamaisa. Why is it not Lamaisa? Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to make those. Interesting. This tshuva, Chasam Sofer, is a tshuva that the Chasam Sofer wrote to Reb Kiveger. Right? See what happened? Reb Kiveger told Reb Tzvi Kalischer, I'm forwarding the correspondence to Chasam Sofer. But he didn't like pass over the discussion. Reb Kiveger Keilu was going in between. So he wrote a letter to the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer wrote back to Reb Kiveger, and then Reb Kiveger wrote back this letter to Reb Tzvi Kalischer. That's the galgal. That's the way this works. It's interesting that if you look in the tshuvas, this tshuva is written in tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's Yerides, tshuva Reish Lamed Vav. By the way, you know, location. But if you go through these tshuvas in Chasam Sofer, these are all the tshuvas we talked about Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lamed Gimel is the tshuva that he wrote to his Talmud, Rav Avraham Chasida, where he encouraged him to leave Tveria and he should go settle in Yerushalayim. Reish Lamed Dal, Reish Lamed Hey, are tshuvas that he wrote to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. And that's what he talks about Miron and these famous tshuvas. In Chasam Sofer, he's building up, you know, the mile of living in Yerushalayim, etc. And then Reish Lamed Vav, he talks about bringing Karbonis Bezman Hazeh, right? You have to, we're being Darish Smuch in here in tshuvas Chasam Sofer. But this is already pushing it, I think. Pnimius Atayra in the Simonim of Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Reb Chesky's even, he said the wrong way. But if you look, this same Chuvas printed in Chuvas Reb Kiveger. And in Chuvas Reb Kiveger, it doesn't have the end of the Chuvas. I don't know. But Al Kopanim, the Chuvas written in Chuvas Chasam Sofer, and in Chuvas Reb Kiveger, it's the Chedek Reb Kiveger tells Reb Tzvi Kalischer that it's not a Negeya. That my Edom, the Chasam Sofer, told me it's not going to be a Negeya. But there's a fascinating postscript that we're going to end with this, and that is, Tzvi Kalischer didn't stop. Tzvi Kalischer was going to make this happen. He really wanted this. He thought this was 100% the right thing to do. So listen to what Tzvi Kalischer did. He came up with an idea. He wrote a letter to Baron Usher Ansher Rothschild. He wrote a fascinating letter, and he tells Baron Rothschild, I'm about to make you an offer. You can't refuse. I'm going to give you the greatest business opportunity. Now, this is a facsimile of the actual letter that he wrote. So this is the letter. That's in the letter. It's not the real one. That would be in a safe. But this is a but this is the this is the letter that Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote to Baron Rothschild. And he told him that I believe that there's a ruach in the world right now. Mashiach's supposed to come. But we need to make a shtadlis for Mashiach to come. And in the letter, he clearly took Baron Rothschild to be a learned fellow, because he discussed a lot of lumpness in this letter. And he tells him the Radak and the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he made his case as a Sefri that this is what you're supposed to do. And we have to go to Eretz Yisrael. We go to Eretz Yisrael, and the Eibishter is going to ultimately bring the Gula. He said, however, I understand it's practically not going to be so easy. He said, here's my idea: buy the country. That's what he told him. He said, buy the country. Buy Eretz Yisrael. He said, I can't believe it's not for sale. He says, it's got to be for sale at a certain price. Don't buy the country. He said, then it's over. It's game over. You buy it. And then he said, they'll tell me maybe it's too expensive. Buy Yerushalayim. We don't need all Eretz Yisrael. Let them have Zagot. Give them the Golan Heights. Tachlis, we need Yerushalayim. If we have Yerushalayim, we'll be able to start bringing cars. And he said, I think it's a good investment. He says, because can you imagine now if Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews, all the Yidden are going to come there. You can have the number one economy in the world. You can start selling developments and parcels of land. He said, it's going to be the best investment you ever made in your life. And he said, not just that, you're going to be Koin Olam Haba. And he writes him, Bezeh Haloshen. Timely. He said, in history, there was never a Gvir in Klai Yisrael that had such power, had such influence. And if you're in such a position, how do you know the Eibush didn't give you everything he gave you for you to be able to pull off this move? This is what he told him. And Rav David Katz told me that if you want to really appreciate it, he says, you have to understand that at that time, Eretz Yisrael was being controlled by the Turks, the Ottoman Empire, and they were bankrupt, and they had no money. And that's why Rav Tzvi Eshkalishon knew there was an opportunity. He said there were a lot of countries that were suffering terribly. And Rothschild, everybody knows, besides for, you know, producing good wines, but that's not how he made his money. No, but the Rothschild was in the banking business, and he was lending money to countries. He was floating countries. There were countries that were literally turning on the lights in the morning because of the Ashiris of Baron Rothschild. And Rav Tzvi Eshkalishon felt that he can use that influence that he has over the Turks, and he said, buy them a small land somewhere, Uganda, and put them there. He says, and let the Yidden have Yerushalayim. He says, I think this is going to work. So I asked Rabbi Katz, I said, is there an ending to the story? He says, well, the only part of the ending I know is that Rothschild, obviously, for whatever reason, didn't take him up on the offer. You know, he said something interesting that, you know, so much of the tumult that came about, you know, with the Samirov and the Sholei Shfuas and Sholei Yalu B'chaim, it would have all been prevented, right? You have the goyness of what he was saying. Why do you have to be Yalu B'chaim? You don't have to fight a war. He said, just buy it. You can walk. That's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu said, I'll buy the Maros HaMachpelah. He said, Gerv Toshav, I have the rights to it. I don't have the rights to it. What's the difference? Let me go ahead and let me just buy it. And that was what he was going to do. He says, the Rambam, when he describes the difference between Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah, so the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishayna was Aydei Kivush. Kedusha Shniyah was Aydei Chazaka. It was like the chazaka. They just came in. They made a chazaka. They paid for it and they made a chazaka. So he said, that's what you should be able to do. The time wasn't right for it. And obviously, that's the real reason that it didn't happen. And we should all be zoicha, v'sham neicham, v'nasvachim, v'napsachim, v'bias gael tzedek, v'mher b'yameinu, amen.